wish to bring Christian greetings to each of you this evening in the name of Jesus. It's good to be here with you tonight. We looked forward to this as a family for quite some time. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been since Brother John called me and asked if I would consider coming this weekend, and I gave a yes at that point. And well, there comes a time when you give a yes, there's time you fulfill the obligation, and it seemed pretty long out there in the distance, but time moves on, and here we are tonight. And what a beautiful evening. It is just really beautiful. We think of suffering people in the world tonight. Hearts go out to them, doesn't it? They're experiencing turmoil and weather and so forth. Also bring you greetings from the Elm Street congregation. Invite you to worship with us as you have opportunity. Some of you know us, some of you do not know us. My family is able to be along this weekend. My wife Lillian and five of our children, well, which is all of them. We weren't sure earlier in the week how things were going to go. One of the children came down with a fever and wasn't feeling well. And well, we trusted God, and he saw fit to bless the plans that we all could come. So we're glad to be here to worship with you. Thank you, Jared, for those devotional thoughts, and appreciated it very much. It lends itself very well to the subject this evening. Our discussion theme, as already been mentioned, is relationships. And it's one of a subject that I enjoy. I enjoy working with people and talking with people. Certainly, I do not profess to have all the answers when it comes to relationships. The Bible does have the answers, and we want to look at the Word this evening. God has made us social beings. We enjoy, by and large, we enjoy other people. We like to be around other people. I'm told that if a little baby, infant is born and does not have interaction with people, I understand it's fatal. The child will grow up to be very handicapped. Actually, I work with a man whose relative, I'm not sure if they're adopting the child now or not, but the child was in such a case. From an infant, the child was very neglected, and his in-laws got the child, I believe, at 3 years old, and the child couldn't talk, was very, very seriously handicapped. But as they worked with the child and related to the child, over time, the child developed more. And we are social beings. God made us that way. Some of us enjoy relating to people. Some of us would rather just maybe sort of have our own little corner. We don't have a lot to say. We just rather be in the background, and that's okay. We're made different. We're all made of different personalities. We do not have all the same personalities. Adds beauty to life and beauty to... I wouldn't want you all to be like me. It would be terribly boring. I'm sure you wouldn't want everybody to be like you are. But we add color and enjoyment is added to life as we blend our personalities. But along with that comes challenges, does it not? Comes challenges. And developing wholesome relationships is the subject for tonight. As a speaker, it is somewhat challenging to bring these three subjects without overlapping some, and I beg your forgiveness if I do overlap in some of the points and some of the things that I may say. I want to say at the outstart of these meetings here, I do not know what your expectation is for this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. I'm not sure what you are expecting. Perhaps you're here and you really hope that brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so really pays attention, because they really need this weekend. I hope not. I would hope, and I would challenge you, that your heart would turn towards yourself in retrospect, and that you would look at your own life, and that God in His Holy Spirit, through His Holy Spirit, would be able to speak to you, and you could say, I want to learn what God has for me to learn as I relate to other people. You know, it is very, very easy for us, and I expose myself here, but it's very, very easy for us to just really wish that someone else is listening. You know, I just plead with you. Maybe the change needs to start in your life. Maybe that's where the change needs to start. So I'll just plead with you in that. I also come tonight not knowing a lot about your church, your lives. I do not know any of you. Well, I know some of you, but some of your journeys somewhat. But I do find freedom in that, because I find freedom in being able to speak freely. So by God's word, with God's word and the aid of His Spirit tonight, we want to look at this subject, developing wholesome relationships. I was thinking about an opening scripture to give before we move into this subject, and I would like for you to turn with me to 1 John. There are so many scriptures that we could turn to, but I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2. I'd like to read, just as a backdrop here to the subject tonight, I would like to read what the Bible says in 1 John. First John chapter 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is our perfect example of relationship development. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, none excluded. Everybody. He wants them to be His child. And hereby we do know that we know Him. Now listen carefully as we read. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, in other words, I have a relationship with Jesus, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith, He abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. What a sad situation. The darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And he goes on to say, he writes unto you, fathers, and write unto you, little children, and he goes on to speak about, well, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doth the will of God abideth forever. So, I like to ask this question. Is God the Father? Is he concerned about our relationships today? He is concerned about our relationships because the Bible tells us clearly that we lie if we say that we love God and we hate our brother. We lie. Brother Jared pointed out forgiveness, and we'll look at that more probably tomorrow. Our relationship with God and our relationship with our brothers and sisters, our relationship with people today, they're connected. They're connected. Moving on. Let's look at this just a little bit. Develop wholesome relationships. What does mean to develop? Want to look at what are we looking at tonight? Just simply bring a microscopic look at this. To develop means to unfold gradually or in detail. We're talking about relationships. Now, tonight, it may be husband and wife. It may be minister to congregation. It may be laity to the minister. It can be on every spectrum. As the people you relate to develop means to unfold gradually. A rose bud, a flower, when it is developing into a full bloom, it is developed gradually. And it takes time to develop. It takes time. If you would take your hands and, well, I want this rose bud to be full bloom today. And you take your hands and you try to physically pull it open and get it nice and it wouldn't work, would it? It takes time to develop. Relationships take time, lots of time. I thought it was so beautiful tonight. I was walking up from supper, walking across the yard, and here's two little young ladies, oh, maybe, I don't know, four or five years old. Two of them, they were sitting there in the grass with their little plates of food. And I just thought, that's a picture of developing relationship right there. Just little girls talking together, eating, and they were happy. I think they were just really in one level. They were having a good time. But takes time. Wholesome. What does wholesome mean? Wholesome means promoting mental, spiritual, or bodily health or well-being. That's wholesome. Sound in body, mind, and morals. We could say prudent or discreet. We're talking about developing wholesome relationships. So, you think about that a little bit. So, as you're relating to people, the people you relate to, and incidentally, the people that we relate to the closest are the ones that we have probably the hardest time relating to the best, maybe. It's really I have a burden for our home relationships. Father and mother and children, I have a burden for them, for those relationships. Promoting mental, spiritual, or bodily health. So the people you relate to, as you relate to them, is your relationship to them promoting in them mental, spiritual, and bodily health? Okay, so that takes care of abuse. That takes care of, there's a lot of things that the Bible says is sin and it's wrong. That's not wholesome. Our subject is developing wholesome. It does not allow, permit abuse. And relationships, what are they? Well, very elementary. It is the state whereby persons receive and give love and encouragement to others that results in a bond of heartfelt unity. That's a relationship. The Bible says about Jonathan and David that their souls were knit together. They developed a bond of love and encouragement and commitment. God is concerned about our relationships today. He cares about the wife who again is crushed by a husband who seems unconcerned, and maybe who is unconcerned, about her needs, and the husband that becomes angry when she tries to share with him. God is concerned about that. God is concerned about church splits. He is concerned about the employer who tries his best to give a fair wage and benefits to his employees, yet finds himself in the middle of accusation and criticism. God is concerned about that. God is concerned about the individual who claims he loves the Lord, yet in his heart he is far from him. God cares about the cup of cold water given to a thirsty individual. God cares about the care that is given to the person in pain. Think of the Good Samaritan. God cared about that. God cares about the encouraging message that you send to the discouraged pastor or bishop or school teacher or another person. God cares about that. Developing wholesome relationships. You see, loved ones, tonight, in the beginning, when God created heaven and earth and created man and set man in the beautiful garden, everything was beautiful. Everything was pure and innocent. But what happened? Sin came, did it not? Sin came and marred the relationship. We can see that in Genesis. And from that time forward, it wasn't long until there was a murder. There was a brother that rose up and killed his brother. It wasn't long at all. When man fell in his relationship with God, suddenly there was a change. And man no longer was at peace with himself, neither was he at peace with God. And it is this pull of sin, it is this pull of the sin-cursed nature that makes a mess of our relationships today. I believe that. The pull of sin-cursed nature that makes a mess of our relationships. A number of years ago, I was visiting the country of Belize, and we were heading home. We were going to the airport, And I noticed a bunch of houses along this one road that we were going to, and the houses were sagging. They were just sitting yeah, cocked in the on the landscape there. And I asked about it, and I learned that the problem was that the foundation was not properly installed, and these houses were just sinking in the sand. I want to look at developing wholesome relationships. I want to move on now into foundational elements in developing wholesome relationships. Foundational elements. You see, many are the marriages today that lie in ruins because the foundation was sinking before the ceremony. The courtship was on a wrong footing. Many relationships today have started on the wrong footing, the wrong foundation. Building wholesome relationships is a lot like building a house. You need to start with a solid foundation. I'd like to look at a number of elements here. Turn with me to James chapter 4. I trust you have your Bibles along. I want to bring Scripture along with these subjects, or with these points. James chapter 4 and verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We could keep reading on. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Scripture, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. Ye double-minded, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And then it goes on to speak about, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Leave off reading there. Point number one. Wholesome relationships are developed out of wholesome hearts. Wholesome relationships are developed out of wholesome hearts. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? All right, so if I have an unwholesome heart, can I not develop wholesome relationships at all? Well, how far do you want to whittle that down? I believe there are people today who have a sinful heart and who relate well with people. But at the end of the day, when something crosses their path and goes against the will of self, what happens? What happens? As Christians, we face that, and we face that pull. My challenge to you tonight is, and to myself, is my heart right with God? See, we're talking about developing wholesome relationships, and I think it's foundational to develop wholesome, true, where we're going to give spiritual upbuilding encouragement or influence to others, it's important that our lives, our heart, is genuine with God. Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Luke 6:42-45. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruits. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Now, thinking more about wholesome hearts, we communicate relationships by communicating with each other. And we communicate with each other in verbal ways. We communicate in non-verbal ways. We'll look more at that in a bit, maybe in one of the other subjects. But a wholesome heart is developed by personally owning my sin and acknowledging my need of cleansing. And this, we heard some of this in our devotional tonight. That's how you develop a wholesome heart. It personally acknowledge our sin. Many are the relationships today that lie in ruins because individuals were unwilling to acknowledge their own personal sin and bear responsibility for it. There's an inner struggle that takes place in an individual's heart when in that process. And it spills over to other people, hurting people. We heard this saying, hurting people hurt people. And the persons closest to these individuals, sadly, are the ones who get drawn into conflict because they often can see beyond the veneer of what is pretended to be true. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that developing wholesome relationships, it's foundational that my heart is at peace with God. Okay? And that I'm not hiding sin. Do you ever notice? Oh, that's not the way I should say it. Perhaps I should say it this way. If wherever I go, it doesn't seem to matter where I go, I bump into people, you know, I just can hardly handle them. It's just really, really difficult. I get into relationship struggles wherever I go. Should it maybe dawn on me that maybe the problem lies within me? Maybe it does. We do not want to think about that because it is other people. That's my burden. That's my main burden of the subject tonight. Is that our hearts are right with God personally. And you know, it's the people closest to you. It's the people closest to me that see beyond the veneer and they know who I am. The problem of blame shifting and false accusation is as old as the creation of man. In the garden, Adam passed the blame to Eve. Eve passed the blame to the serpent. Cain became envious of Abel, and rather than deal with his own need, he killed his brother. And by the way, people can be very good at giving a lot of different names to a lot of different things that they share with other people, but really it comes down into the point sometimes where it may be an act of pride in their own heart. I just challenge you, just challenge us. How are we tonight? The enhancement of the kingdom is done by Christians developing relationships with each other and reaching out in love and compassion to the lost. I must move on. A wholesome heart is developed by forgiving those that have done us wrong and releasing them to God. Stephen is an example of this. Jesus is. There is wonderful freedom and forgiveness. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But when a person is violated and trust is broken, this has an effect on how we relate to each other and how we relate to ourselves and ultimately how we relate to God. A foundational key to developing wholesome relationships is having brought our burden of pain to the cross of Jesus and experiencing the freedom from bitterness, resentment, and hate. There is glorious freedom in release. Joseph is an example of this. You know, all that his brothers did, their actions that he did. And he comes to the end and he's standing there with his brothers and he says, brothers, don't be angry with yourselves. It's not really you who sold you into Egypt, but God wanted it this way, that he could save the lives of a lot of people, paraphrasing it in my own words. It's about a bigger picture, brothers and sisters. It's about a bigger picture. We are but a small stone in the foundation of the blocks. Love for God is to encompass all of our being. Love for God is to be from the inside out. You see, how we relate to other people a love for God as it's in our heart and shining forth. We have a new song. It affects how we relate to other people. It affects who we are. Number two, wholesome relationships develop when we respect the boundaries of others. We're talking about developing. We're talking about building. When we respect the boundaries of others. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Boundaries are lines of respect. John Koblenz says that in his book, Getting Along with People God's Way, lines of respect. And we'll look at this more in a last subject tomorrow. But the foundational elements in developing relationships are also foundational in maintaining them as well. Boundaries are like traveling on a road. There are laws that need to be followed. Okay, you drove here tonight and you traveled on the road and you stayed within the lines and you stopped at the red lights and you obeyed the laws of the land and you got here safely. Well, that's what boundaries are like in our relationships. For instance, there are some things that in developing relationships, there are some things that we do not ask other people. It's a boundary. Now, you may know there's different levels of relationships, and we'll look at that some more as well, but there's some people that are very close to us, and yes, we share a lot together. But to respect the boundaries of others, respect their privacy and their... If I would go up to one of your brethren I do not know very well, and in all seriousness, ask you, what are you worth? Like, how much money you have, really? Well, you say, what's your problem? You know, you you wouldn't receive that very well? Probably not. I mean, we don't. In other words, developing wholesome relationships, we need to learn, we need to know the boundaries of relating. Respect for personal privacy, respect in confidential matters, and respect of personal possessions. And scripture references we could give for those. But respect the boundaries of others. Number three, to develop wholesome relationships, I must be willing to grow in godly maturity. Be willing to grow. There may be things in my life that are abrasive to other people. I may or I may not realize it. But as I open my life up, in all honesty, I'm serving God, and I want to know, I want my brethren to speak into my life. As I open my life to others, I need to be willing to accept the input that others give to my life and character. Grow in maturity. We are born with a nature that sees very quickly the imperfections in other people, but not quite so easily in ourselves. And it's true that a man's greatest gifts can be his greatest weakness. Can be his greatest weakness. We need to open ourselves up and allow ourselves to grow. Hear, husbands, hear your wife. And you hear your wife more than just hearing her talk. You hear her by seeing her actions. You hear her by seeing when you come home from work and you see her expression on her face and you hear her. Developing relationships. Oh, I'm sure all of us men tonight, I'm sure you would say with me that we have lots of room to grow in our relationships with our wives and in hearing them. And the wives on this side may agree. They may agree that, yes, there's some room to grow there. But, you know, they probably would agree that there's some room to grow on their side, too, in relating to their husbands. But can we hear each other? And can we allow our iron sharpens iron? And can we allow ourselves to grow? Immaturity is really a lack of discipline. You know, Ahab, what did he do when he couldn't get what he wanted? He went into in his bed, and he turned his face towards the wall, and he pouted. Self-control is a mark of maturity. Godly maturity is taking the attention off of ourselves and focusing on God. Godly maturity enables me to live in humility. Godly maturity enables me to grow in holiness. Mature. We need to be men and women of the Word. We need to study the Word of God. We need to read the Word. And we need to pray and ask God for enlightenment and for direction. Ask God for the needs in my own life. And ask God to help me to relate to the individual who I find it hard to relate to. We have individuals in our lives that are that we have those situations. We are in the fleshly bodies. We have situations that are challenging. But ask God to help us to relate to them, to develop a relationship in His time. Number four, developing wholesome relationships requires that I be a giver and not only a taker. Requires that I be a giver and not only a taker. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, Jesus has given us so much. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Second Thessalonians 3:11, Paul makes reference to those who are busybodies and not working. Interpersonal relationships are a little like a bank account. The more you put into it, the more interest you will receive. The more money you put in, the more will be available for use. To keep drawing money out of the account without putting back in will result in a deficiency sooner or later. And that's how it is in our relationships. Ask yourself the question, how much do I give into relationships? Or how much do I take from relationships? What am I willing to give? You want to be a friend with someone and have friends. Now, don't do this with an ulterior motive. No, I'm talking about genuine, heartfelt relationship development. Ask an individual about their life. How are you doing? What did you do today? Ask them. Talk to them by their name, if you know their name. And you know what? I was going to say I can guarantee you. Won't go that far. But that builds relationship. Give into and do not just take from. I have been so blessed by individuals who I knew were living in a hard journey of life. The road that they were walking at the moment was difficult and hard. But yet, they gave. And the peace and the freedom and the joy that was on their face in giving. We must close. But our Lord is an example of giving unselfishly to others. It is a tendency for us to think that sharing our struggles and connecting with individuals is an end in itself. And our greatest need, in other words, we're connecting, sharing our struggles and connecting with individuals. You know, when you're sharing with someone, someone's sharing with you, listen to them. And when you can open up your heart and say, you know what? I know what you're talking about. I faced this. And you're willing to open up your heart and share with them as well. You develop a bond of relationship. We need to point each other to Jesus Christ, the source of healing and blessing. All right, I'm going to look at more of this tomorrow in one of the other subjects, but I'm just going to say a little bit about it now. In developing wholesome relationships, true relationships, discreet relationships, it means that I will need to guard my use of social media. I wasn't sure I should say technology or what, but social media. It is easy to communicate things across social media that we would not feel comfortable saying face to face. It is so easy. Relationships can become strained as more time is given to communicating on the device rather than verbally communicating with those around you. Misunderstandings can develop when communication is done without hearing or seeing the person. The tendency is to use technology to communicate things that are of a critical nature rather than face-to-face exchange. We need people today who are able to still pick up the phone and call someone, or people that are able to talk face to face, rather than just send it via message. Conclusion, Romans 15, 5 to 7. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And I want to say, as I was speaking tonight, I want to close with this. As we look and open our own hearts personally to God, in genuine desire, as it relates to relationship building, with an open desire, God, I believe that God will show us. He will point to us, you know what, Dave? The need here is actually in your heart. You need to go talk with so-and-so. I believe God will show it. And when God is in it, wonderful things can happen. God is a God of miracles. God is a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God bless you.